Well, I'm just going to finish off gibbering away because I seem to be doing that on a slightly different subject, which is not for my diary or for anyone like that, like Karen. Well, no, it's for Karen and Mark actually. The thing that I wanted to talk to them about today was an idea on the lines of community growth and in terms of when it does, as it is growing all the time. For groups and not for normal groups, the idea was that stations would be better, so people can start their own stations, and they could be about, well, for example, I would probably start one about mental health, because I'm interested in hearing from other people who are suffering at the same time, or people who are at different stages of the process, and I'd like to formalise that in a station that, for people who want to talk or want to listen about mental health problems, because I'm, obviously, you already know I'm a firm believer that I've got to talk about it. I did a psychology degree a lot of years ago, and I worked for Mind for 4 years, but I couldn't afford to carry on because it was very badly paid when I first left university. And one of the things that I've always supported Mind, but I've also always been a firm believer in advocacy of mental health. And the time I joined the mental health, why am I talking about mental health again? Oh, well, look, I'm just going to run with it. I will get to the point. Anyway, advocacy is, I think it's got to be talked about. We can't sweep it under the carpet, to use cliche, but we have to talk about it. We had Care in the Community come out 20 years ago or more. And as far as I'm aware, the community hasn't actually changed its view of mental health to any great degree. It's still viewed with suspicion and confusion, judging by the reaction of some of my neighbours. It's common, it's out there. Loads of people suffer from it. You're probably sitting next to someone now who suffers from it, or you will do at some point in your life. It's very likely. It can come to all of us, and it's no more complicated than a blood disorder. It's well, I say that they're both complicated, but you know what I mean. So that's why I talk about it. Anyway, to the point. Yeah, so groups, I think there should be stations, and I think that one reason for that is that if you're going to have groups, you've got to kind of accept, I think, on even on the internet, that there is group psychology, and it does come into play even on the internet. In the game communities, I ran around to a couple of different psychologies at different times. One of them was that there was no boss, or there was one ultimate boss actually, but me. But there was no tiers of bosses beneath that. The idea was to try and create a kind of empowered community that all felt like they had responsibility for it, and they all were given admin and that kind of thing. And it worked to an extent, but it does create an element of apathy. It creates an element of disenfranchisement, because there is so much power that nobody feels powerful, and therefore nobody feels truly motivated to pursue their goal, whatever that is, whether that's establishing a poetry station, or whether that's establishing a cookery station, or whatever it is. You do need someone who's motivated to motivate others to contribute content to those things. I think this is a better way than having groups, because I think that then people who weren't actually part of the station could magic tag things to add their content to the station and just be featured podcasters. I think it would add easy moderation, and I think it fits in really, really well with another Best Before product, which has been designed for video, but it can easily, just as easily, be tweaked or trimmed down, I suppose, because there's not going to be as much of it, which is called, is it Studio M? Well, it's Millicent Pro, really. But a combination of the things, and just the idea that the station owner gets a moderation panel to be able to schedule shows. And this is radio that's there when you're ready for it, which is really cool, and something that should be sold rather than saying radio should be live streamed. No, this is radio that people can build the schedules in the days before and choose to release them when they release them. So I think it's a winner. I was going to mention it to them today, and there you go, there's a boo about it, so it's mentioned.